Hello, good afternoon, and happy new year. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our Magic Train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Gannon. This week is dedicated to some core instruments of Greek music, and today we'll be exploring the clarino, i.e. the Greek clarinet. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, clarino master Vasilis Saleas plays Vangelis. Vasilis Saleas is a clarinetist from Greece. Former accompanist for Dionysis Savopoulos, Saleas worked with Vangelis during the first half of the 90s. His debut solo album, Orama, The Music of Vangelis, featured clarino interpretations of Vangelis' compositions. Saleas is of Rome origin and was born in Messolongi in 1958. A year later, he moved to Athens. He was taught to play the clarinet at the age of 9, having his father as his teacher, and performed his first club concert 2 years later.
Thank you.
Salea's involvement with music was a natural consequence of the fact that he grew up in a family of musicians. His father Nicholas and his uncle Vasilis were his first clarinet teachers. His first recording project was a 45-inch vinyl, which was followed by his participation in recordings of folk songs with traditional music legends Alekos Dimou, Sofia Kolitiri, and Efi Georgakopoulou. His talent and constant study gradually placed him among the greatest Greek clarino soloists. Important moments in his career include his collaborations with Ioannis Savopoulos for the album Trapezakia Exo, and of course with Stamatis Panoudakis for the albums Petrina Chronia and Alexandros. We will visit these masterpieces by Panoudakis in the future, but today our focus is on the collaboration of Salaeas with the genius of Vangelis Papathanasiou. Vasilis Salaeas has collaborated with the most renowned Greek artists and is accepted and acknowledged by music experts internationally. In 1995, he signed an exclusive contract with FM Records. The beginning of this collaboration was his coexistence with the great composer Vangelis Papathanasiou for the album Orama, released in 1996. In recent years, he has appeared at major festivals in Greece and abroad, including Paris, Frankfurt, Munich, Sydney, New York, Toronto, Dubai, Bahrain, and Istanbul. My dad, Nikos, played the clarinet. My uncle Vasilis, my brother Saradis, and my children, Nikos and Stamatis, play the clarinet and the violin. The clarinet is a very strong love of mine. I went to the conservatory for 1 year, but because the blowing technique kept changing, I gave up my formal studies. You see, I preferred my father's sweet and expressive style. Saleas recalls, "My career started from the traditional festivals, the panegyria, which were very difficult and demanding back then, not like today, because you had to know an incredibly large repertoire. So, from the age of 11, I was a professional, a very skinny kid who studied for countless hours. Along the way, I evolved and I wanted to be heard by others, by an expanding audience. My soul demanded it. I even told my grandmother every morning that I wanted to be like this, like that, and indeed, all my dreams came true. Along the way, I got involved with folk music and with artists like Eleni Vitali, who is almost my sister, Yannis Parios, Yorgos Dallaras, Harula Alexiou, Stamatis Panoudakis, and my favorite Dionys Savopoulos. Collaborating with him was a very big boost for me, and I thank him for that. Dionysus' pieces were demanding, and you had to read music in order to play them." For Vasilis Aleas, the clarinet is a way of life and expression, and as he stresses, it is the greatest love of my life. I cannot think of spending a day without it. A great and selfless love. And if you ask me if I put it above my family, I say yes. You know why? I grew up with the clarinet. It's what gave me the right materials in order to create my life. Through it, I express and externalize my soul. Of course, it's also a job through which I make money, but I believe that if you don't love something, you can't do it for too long, whatever that might be. Only love makes things move in life. Thank you. The clarinet is indeed a difficult musical instrument. From a young age, I was looking for alternative routes. I've been constantly searching for new things. I don't want to be stagnant. I listened and continue to listen to jazz and classical music. I learned by watching my father, but at the same time I wanted to create my own identity. And to achieve this, it takes effort, perseverance, and love. That's also where you can see if someone is worthy or not. Many people have a gift that, according to me, is coming from God. But that alone is not enough. It takes work, patience, and above all, love for what you do. As a young clarinetist, I was also listening to jazz, constantly trying out new techniques. I believed that if I liked something, people would like it too. So I left school and chose the big university of the Panigiria, he adds. Today, we are listening to melodies of Vangelis played by the clarino of Vasilis Salaeas. And it's time to explore a bit further the work and personality of this great, world-class composer who died last May. Our guide, a fascinating 1985 interview of his with John Scheffer, published on Nemo Studios' website. It starts as follows. He won an Oscar, but refuses to accept it. He hates tours, talk shows and interviews. He lives and works like an eccentric recluse. And he's brilliant. His name is Vangelis. I've always been anti-success, says Vangelis. Normally, after the success of Chariots of Fire, I would have immediately rushed to the States and started doing a big number with video programs, tours and concerts and such. I didn't do any of that. Vangelis didn't even pick up his Academy Award for the Chariots film score. The Greek-born, London-based musician is one of the best-known creators of electronic music today. Yet, despite his commercial success, or perhaps because of it, his most remarkable achievement has been his ability to keep a low profile. Chariots made his name more popular, but Vangelis himself is still a shadowy figure. he hasn't cultivated success when the Oscar-winning Chariots of Fire soundtrack placed him in the limelight, Vangelis was shocked. Nobody believed the film would be so successful, he recalls. When I wrote the score, I didn't write it to be number one. I did it because I liked the people I was working with. It was a very humble, low-budget film. Vangelis has refused to fall into any of the superficial categories applied to music. By the time he won the Academy Award in 1981, he had been working in films and on discs for over a decade, building a sizable following among fans of both rock and electronic music. the sheer diversity of styles he's explored, and his refusal to stand in one musical place make him the quintessential new sound composer. His music inhabits a world that is not quite rock, not really classical, and certainly not jazz. "Music for me is life," he says. "I stay in my studio until 10 or 11 at night, and I record every day. Not for money or for albums, I just compose music." The wild diversity of the sounds that have come out of his studio is often startling. "When I'm successful in one field, I don't stay with that, because I don't want to become a prisoner of any label or any image." And Vangelis' 1985 interview concludes as follows. It's not difficult to see why Vangelis has become a popular musician in this field. Using layers of music, both electronic and acoustic, he's brilliant at setting a mood, whether that of running through the English countryside, braving the seamy underbelly of post-apocalypse Los Angeles, or exploring the frozen wastes of Antarctica. Although he's a virtuoso synthesizer player and can make one keyboard magically imitate a drum or a harpsichord, Vangelis' albums never degenerate into show of displays of hardware. Vangelis skillfully walks that fine line between possessing a distinctive style and becoming a self-parody, which accounts for his musical longevity and his reclusive work habits enable him to avoid the pressure to repeat his success. He avoids talk shows and interviews. When you compose music, that's one thing, he says. But when you have to explain it, that's much more difficult. Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the art of clarino master Vasilis Aleas has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with one more Vangelis masterpiece. From our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Hercules Ganamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
Mm-hmm.